Welcome to another episode of Between the Lines, brought to you by Kearney County Library. I'm your host, Richard, and we're going to be discussing the week of December 6th with our community calendar this week. So we'll get started with the county commissioners meeting. They're going to be meeting on December 7th, so anybody wishing to attend that, you're welcome to attend. For the Lakin City Council meeting, they will be meeting December 9th at 6:30 p.m., and of course that is again another public meeting, so everybody's welcome to attend there. For our school districts, for Lakin, for Monday on the 7th, there's a high school scholars bowl, and that's going to be at Southwestern Heights at 4 p.m. Then also on the 7th, there's a middle school basketball game. It is going to be here against Southwestern Heights at 4:30. On Tuesday the 8th, the winter band concert for the 6th through 12th grades will begin at 7 p.m., so make sure to mark that on your calendar to attend. And then on Wednesday on the 9th, there's going to be the middle school Geography B. It will begin at 1 p.m., so everybody interested in that, mark that on your calendars as well. On Thursday the 10th, we have a middle school basketball game, and this time it's going to be at Johnson starting at 4:30 p.m. And there's also a high school basketball tournament that's going to be held at Yucatan. And then on Friday the 11th, there's going to be high school wrestling down at Ulysses at 4 p.m., and then, of course, the high school basketball tournament in Yucatan continues. And then on Saturday the 12th, there's going to be high school wrestling again at Ulysses at 9 a.m. And the finish up of the high school basketball tournament at Yucatan. And also, for any of the students that are taking the ACT test, that is the testing date, is Saturday the 12th. For the Deerfield School System, for the week of December 7th, the middle school basketball is hosting Moscow at 4:30 p.m. Then all that week, the 7th through the 12th, there's going to be a high school basketball tournament at Syracuse. And on the Saturday the 12th, all students that are going to be taking the ACT test, that is going to be the date for them to take that test. So all the students doing the ACT test in Lakin and Deerfield both, well wishes on that. And start studying. I know parents are wanting you to, so enjoy that part of it. The Kearney County Health Department wants us to remind everybody that it is the Christmas season, and the health department does have their annual Christmas basket sign up. It's already begun, and you have until December 16th to do this. If to sign up, you must present your IDs for everyone listed on the sheet. For children, it can be the shot records. This is income-based, so they ask you to bring pay stubs. And then for proof of residency, to show your physical address, you can take your city bill for proof of that. The STAR program is also being done again for children 12 and under. They receive a gift along with the food basket. This is income-based and is sponsored by the Ministerial Alliance, and they want to wish everybody a happy holidays. For the Lakin Recreation Commission for the week of December 6th, they have Insanity at 5:30 a.m. on Monday the 7th. Water aerobics at 6 p.m. at the pool. And then there's kindergarten through second grade basketball starting at 7 p.m. that night. On Tuesday the 8th, they have Pio Live at 5:30 a.m. Insanity is at 5:30 p.m. Water aerobics at 6 p.m. at the pool. And first through fourth grade arts is at 3:45 p.m. On Wednesday the 9th, Insanity begins at 5:30 a.m. And then there's a Lakin Recreation Commission board meeting at 5:30 p.m. On Thursday the 10th, there's Pio Live at 5:30 a.m., Insanity at 5:30 p.m., Water Aerobics at 6 p.m. On Friday the 11th, they have Pio Live at 5:30 a.m., and Insanity again at 5:30 a.m. as well. And then on the 12th, which is Saturday, the Lakin Recreation Commission wants to invite everybody to the Winter Wonderland, which will be 1 to 5 p.m. So they want to have everybody come down to the Lakin Recreation Commission. And they want to remind all the kids that Santa will be there, so make sure to attend. For the Kearney County Senior Center for the week of December 6th, on Tuesday the 8th, they invite everybody to coffee at 8 a.m. They'll be at the pool at 1 p.m., and at 1:30, there will be bingo. On Wednesday the 9th, again at 8, is coffee. At 10 a.m., there's path exercise. 10:45, they have Bible study. And, of course, being Wednesday, they have their meal site. And for that day on the 9th, they're going to be serving beef stroganoff, green beans, bread, and dessert. And they hope to see everybody there. And then the 4-H after-school program will be on that day as well. On Thursday the 10th, again, coffee is at 8. Bala Vista's exercising will be at 9. There will be a KCCA meeting at 9:30 a.m. Billiards at 1. And then at 10 o'clock, there's going to be a Facebook class. On Friday the 11th at 9 o'clock, they'll be taking the bus over to Boot Hill and do some shopping in Dodge City. At 10 a.m. for people that are staying in town, there's path exercises. And 1 p.m. at the pool. They again want to remind everybody that in conjunction with the Lekin Recreation Commission and the Kearney County Senior Center, they're doing a KU basketball overnight trip. This is going to be at Lubbock, Texas, where KU is going to be taking on Texas Tech. The game starts at 8 p.m. It's going to be Saturday, January 9th. And this is going to be limited to the first 34 people that register. For more information or to register, you can call 355-7039. So if you're interested in that trip down to Lubbock, Texas, be sure to contact them. For the Deerfield Recreation Commission on December 6th, which is Sunday, they want to remind everybody that there will be Jerry's Crochet Class that is being held at Chachi's Place at 2:30 p.m., and that is located at 615 Main Street in Deerfield. Also, the Deerfield Recreation Commission wants to remind everybody that the Tot Lot program will be held on Tuesday at 10 a.m. on December 8th. So bring your preschoolers, enjoy playing, crafting, and some snacking. And just a reminder, there is no fee for that. So just come down and enjoy. For the Lekin United Methodist Church, they want to remind everybody that every Monday, the Emmaus Men's Group meets at 6:30 a.m. The Emmaus Women's Group meets at 5 p.m. And then there is an after choir Bible study at 6:30 p.m. And this, is, of course, is on Monday on the 7th. The Wednesday, which is the 9th, there's praise team practice at 6:15 and choir practice at 10 p.m. Also on December 6th, the Kendall First United Methodist Church wants to let everybody know that they're going to be doing their Christmas celebration. It begins at 4 o'clock Mountain Time with Christmas caroling. At 5 o'clock, they'll move into a soup supper. And then right after that, at 6 o'clock, the Syracuse Singers will be performing. So make plans to attend that if you can. Also on December 6th, the Lekin Alpha Omega Youth Group will be having their Christmas party at 7 p.m. So they invite all of the area youth to come and attend that. On December 8th, the Kendall United Methodist Church wants to remind everybody that they will be running the budget shop that day. So anybody that can come down and help them out in running the budget shop is more than welcome. And everybody that wants to come and do some shopping, be sure to come by and see them on December 8th. Some other things that are happening within the county on the week of December 6th. The actual 6th, which is that Sunday, the Prairie View 4-H Club will be meeting at 6 p.m. in Deerfield. On Monday the 7th, there will be 4-H Junior Leader meeting at the Extension Office at 6. The Chantilly 4-H Club will meet at 7 at the Extension Office. People Pleasers 4-H Club will meet at 7 as well at the Fair Building. On December 8th, that Tuesday, there will be an EMT meeting at 6 o'clock. Then on Wednesday, there's a TOPS meeting at the Memorial Building from 6 to 8, weigh in at 8 o'clock. Also on that Wednesday, the 9th, the Kearney County Conservation District will be having a meeting at 10 o'clock. On Thursday, the 10th, the immunizations will be at the Health Department. That begins at 9 through 11, and then again, it starts up at 1 o'clock that afternoon through 3 p.m. Also, the Lake and Gug Club will be meeting at 7 p.m. And in Deerfield, the Deerfield Recreation Commission will be meeting at 7 p.m. And then on Friday the 11th, the Kearney County Chamber of Commerce meeting, which is held at noon over lunch, will be held at Chachi's Place in Deerfield. So any local businesses that are interested in attending, be sure to mark that on your calendar. And just a reminder about the Kearney County Museum. Beginning on the 8th through the 11th for that week, they want to remind everybody that they are open at 9 o'clock in the morning and they run through 4 o'clock that afternoon. So anybody wanting to go see any of the exhibits at the museum, please stop by and see them. They'd be glad to see you come by. The Lekin Pride Committee wants to remind everybody that they will be judging the Lekin Homes for their outdoor Christmas lighting contest on Sunday, December 20th. You can start decorating your homes starting today if you would like. And they just want to remind everybody to have your lights turned on December 20th to be judged. There will be a first prize that will receive $100, second place $60, and third place will receive $40 in Kearney County Chamber checks. The winners will be announced in the December 24th issue of the Lakin Independent, and also they will be able to pick up their winnings at the Lakin Independent office. The Pride Committee wants to recognize that the prize money is in memorial of Russell Schenkel by his family, and the Schenkel family has won this in the past, and they wanted to return by giving back to the community in the same fashion. So Dorothy says the family will still be decorating their home, which is located at 1206 Edward Street, and they invite everybody to come by and enjoy their light display. Also, the Pride Committee wants to remind everybody that this isn't just for the judges. They want to invite everyone to get out that night and go around and see all the houses that have their Christmas and decorations up and their lights on and enjoy the evening with your family. That's going to do it for us for this week for Kearney County Library and Between the Lines. I am Richard. We want to wish everybody a safe and enjoyable week. For Kearney County Library, this is Richard. We are located at 101 East Prairie Street, catty corner from the Lakin Elementary School. If you need to get in touch with the library, our phone number is 355-6674. For additional library information, you can visit our website at kearneycolib.info, kearneycolib.info, or you can visit our Facebook page listed under Kearney County Library. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We look forward to seeing you at the library.
Mm-hmm.